Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I get my nom, nom, nom on with the My Talk Chicks, and we will eat on the weekly dish.
Welcome back to the Weekly Dish Second Helping. This is, of course, the podcast edition of the Weekly Dish, the little extras that we do for you guys. This is Stephanie March. I also got to walk through the new Market Barbecue with Anthony Polsky, who is the family member who's kind of running the joint right now. His dad is still there, too. But this is a family-run endeavor that has been, you know, operating in the Twin Cities since the 1930s, I believe. So one of our longest-running restaurant companies and empires, if you will. And what happened earlier this year is that they closed in September of last year on their Eat Street location, which had been around for a long, long time. But they had found that they had to relocate due to, you know, landlords and eminent domain and all sorts of crazy things. So they're relocated, but they relocated to Northeast Minneapolis. They're just down the road from Stanley's Barroom on Lowry. And I got to tell you, it is amazing. That space really does look like it has just been there forever. And there's a couple reasons why. You want to stay tuned to listen as Anthony walks us through the space and talks about what he's done to make sure that his restaurant lives on. All right, we're here with Anthony Polsky in his very, very new Market Barbecue, which has been completely and utterly reconstructed in Northeast Minneapolis, right?
Yes, completely and utterly moved.
Moved. And you're telling me about this carpet that you found in your basement.
Yes, like you're literally standing on carpet that was in burlap bags for at least, 50 years.
Yeah.
This was custom made 50 years ago. I guess you had to get a certain amount, and that was more than we needed.
So the rest of it just laid there.
It just was in these burlap bags. I found them, and I like felt like I found gold.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll start showing you the craziness.
Just do it. Just start walking.
We looked out on Nicollet.
Yeah.
So when we met our architects, they were like, Anthony, you don't build a building around windows. You buy windows for a building.
Yeah.
They were like, these do not work here. They don't fit. The building's not sized right. Basically, my answer for everything was like, I really don't care. It's going to work.
We're going to make it work.
Like, every single thing is going to work. This wallpaper, same deal. Overrun in our basement.
Get out! This is wallpaper?
That is wallpaper.
Good Lord. It looks like stucco.
And it's awesome. These booths. Every single one of them?
Yeah.
From our last place.
Yep. Those look totally like what you think, right?
The ceiling.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I, who I guess I can introduce you to, we couldn't afford, like, gone broke doing this, but it was worth it. We were on ladders taking this stuff out, taking this tin ceiling out, popping it out, not knowing what the hell we were doing, cutting up our hands.
Oh, I bet you guys were just massively.
It was insanity. So all the cornice, all the ceiling.
That all came from Nicollet.
Every single stitch.
Good Lord.
And every single light fixture, every single sconce on the wall. And like, it's just, it's crazy. Every single panel of wainscot.
Yeah.
And none of this was quite right because the heights were a little different, like stuff was a little different. So you can like see like.
Yeah.
We had to like. Yeah,
you had to
restain some stuff
right.
Just to.
But I mean, you gotta
it's
do
here.
It. Yeah.
And it's alive and it's living on and it's amazing. And what's so much fun is like the table numbers we still associate because these are all the same tables.
Is it the same? It's not the same like layout though.
It's extremely. God, there's so much cool and crazy Twilight Zone crap to tell you. Like,
right.
I don't even know where to start, but this thing was exact, this pod right here was set up exactly, I mean, that is literally like picked up, taken apart, brought here like that.
Reconstructed.
So those table numbers
would be the same. Yeah.
And it's just really funny.
Yeah.
I gotta show you this before I forget.
Okay.
So, I got this picture blown up completely like outside of my head, like never paid attention to this picture, just got it blown up to have like a nod of the hat to Glenwood, which was before Nicollet.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't even alive.
Yeah.
Like, not even a thought.
Yeah.
And I gotta show you this.
Yeah.
This is me not knowing anything about this. I'm gonna show her this. So, this is going to give you goosebumps. So, look at the layout of this place.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two tables right there.
Yeah.
There's a diamond table.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. There are booths all over. There are literally booths on the entire left side of that wall against windows.
Oh, my God.
You look back.
Oh my God.
There's all the pictures. You look to the
This
right.
was the original?
No.
Well, this was...
That's the original.
I was going to say, that one was by the farmer's market, right?
Yes,
yeah.
And so, there's a shelf above the kitchen to the right.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, creepy, right?
Yeah.
And it's just...
That's amazing.
Like, the construction guy pointed it out to me and was like...
You're channeling this and you don't even know it.
He's like, you've got to see this before you open because this is like almost creepy.
Yeah, the similarities of the layouts, sort of nuts. But you've got all... How did you pick which pictures to pick?
All of them are here.
They're all here? So are they in the same like groupings?
We did our absolute best from photos and my wife Whitney like took a serious note on... So not only are in the same spots, but they're in the same booths, in the same spots. So like...
Oh my God.
The booth that coordinated with this at our last place.
Yeah.
These are the pictures.
Yeah.
And it goes the full route.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just...
So good.
It is insanity. And I love... I mean, I feel like I'm one inch away from death, like I was telling you.
Right.
Because this has been...
You're barely awake.
It's been fighting for all of this craziness. Because every person you work with is like, this doesn't make sense. Like, you're taking all these old... This isn't how you do this.
Right.
And I was like, but we have to. Like, I don't care if this isn't how you do it. I don't care if it doesn't make sense. Like, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, this is how I want to do it.
This is the pit.
This is it. And this is the same red tile from our last place.
Yeah. Nice. It's a little different, and that the window is different, isn't it?
The window is, we knocked out the old one.
Yeah.
We literally took sledgehammers and took that one out, but the glass is new.
Yeah. But yeah, we have to see the pit.
So let's do it.
We gotta do it. Because I have a before picture from the other one, too.
So, the grates that are sitting on there, this was built to the exact dimension of our last one. And the good test model of that was taking the grates. If the grates don't fit, you're SOL. And I mean, I was inside of that last pit with tape measures doing the distance from the ground to the middle of the grate to the ground to the side of the grate. Crazy, like inside of that old pit.
Yeah. Right?
And
oh my God.
This is literally the exact same way our kitchen was in the last place.
I remember that.
And
I absolutely
none of
do.
That like worked right, or like kitchen people that I worked with were like, this is so like not how
counterintuitive.
Right.
But you're like, but this is the way it was.
Right, like this is just exactly how it was. They're like, dude, it doesn't make sense that this piece is here. It doesn't make it more efficient. And I was like, well, that's what we do. Like,
that's
how we do it.
That's crazy that you just decided to do. I mean, like, I get out there, but in here too.
Everything. So when, like, Bill has worked here for 15 years, he walked in here and was like, I'm at home. Like, I wanted the employees and the customers. It was just this crazy idea I had of, like, literally making every crazy thing the same I could. So, like, all of this.
I remember,
these prep tables are from the old place, and they're in the exact same spot. Lined up in the exact same order.
It is completely the same.
I put light switches in places that didn't make sense. Like, I did all of these goofy little stupid things that just made people laugh. You're gonna get a kick out of this. I bubble wrapped this piece of shit because we can't figure out a way to put, like.
Right, you don't want to, right. Like, that's amazing.
I mean, this is the
who
craziness
even knows
that
from
I,
when, yeah,
right.
You were like.
God only knows.
Yeah.
But, okay. I mean, just, I tried my damnedest to make every effort, every.
You had the opportunity to make something completely new and to fix things that bugged you, and you said,
right.
No.
We're just doing it.
Whatever bugged me, I'm just going to bug me again.
Right. Like this phone. Yeah, I mean, from everything.
Really?
Like the whole way down.
Like there's a phone there that normally probably shouldn't be there.
Right. And this is the exact spot. It wasn't our old place. And if you drop it on the floor, if you drop this and it falls off and it breaks, we got to get a new one.
Is this like a superstitious thing? Sorry. I mean, do you think it's superstitious or do you think it's?
I think I just lost my mind. I don't know. I don't know.
And your dad was just like, do whatever you got to do?
I mean, my dad, I think he was just like, this is your baby.
Your baby now.
You run with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, he looked at me a lot of times like, really? Like, really? Like this line is set up. I mean, these are the heat lamps from my last place.
Really?
And they are wired in the same fashion.
And that wasn't to save money. That was
to like I definitely
keep.
Just every little. I mean, the spacing. I can't tell you how many. Like, I don't even want to think about what it costs. Like, people don't do lines this long anymore. Like, like pass-throughs.
Yeah.
Like, that is. So like, the guy doing our kitchen. Didn't plan on, so I brought this with the exact same height for the heat to hit the stuff the same, and he's like, dude, this is way too big, and I was like, but my waitresses aren't going to be able to reach that, like, I mean,
and
we tested
it. Did you work with him before? No,
brand
so he's
new.
Crazy.
I work in another restaurant, I work at Vic.
Yeah.
So it's almost
kind of, yeah, but he's crazy, right? In the nice way. Okay, just check it.
Missy has been with us
for
a long time.
Missy's been forever. I remember Missy from last time.
And she's seen the craziness.
Yeah, you definitely know he's crazy, but you're still in.
Like yeah, maybe that makes me crazy too.
I think it does, and that's okay, right? Seriously, okay, I want to see this. I got to put my bag down for a second. Can I pop? Is that okay?
Am I sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get out of here.
No, I mean.
I'll sneak by.
Because these are the same doors?
Yep, same doors, same fire door.
We gotta take a picture of that. Okay, that's the same.
This is all the same. This is the same.
Okay, I'm ready.
These grates are the same. We got our briskets going. We got our ribs going. We literally have not been able to keep up. It's an awesome feeling.
How many people are new here? I mean, like, new to discovering this versus...
A lot. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people. Or a lot of people, because we're Northeast, have eaten off our food trucks, and they're like, oh, you guys decided to build a restaurant.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like...
Nice of you to do.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So check this out. These grates.
Yeah.
Seasoned, obviously, from our pit.
Yeah, I mean, how long? So it's the grates?
Those are the grates.
You think it's the grates that is the secret?
I think the formula that this pit created is the secret. And just the sheer fact, that this takes so much TLC, it's so much different than what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And it's not to say there's anything wrong with what's going out there, but I beat a dead horse with you since I met you. Because there's no buttons, there's no gas, it's only man controlled.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as a smoker, it's a live fire. And if you mess this up, you're screwed on the whole batch.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I'm so happy that people.
That you got to take it.
Yeah. And there was an awesome amount of support. I mean, this was approved.
Yeah.
I no longer need to be scared.
No.
Like, we were grandfathered in on a legacy act, and it really instilled the feeling that there is, like, there's people that care about long-run family businesses.
Yeah, totally. That is a thing that is hard. There we go.
Because, I mean, legitimately, Stephanie, like, they were like, this thing is...
Well, you couldn't, like...
This is not legit.
No, I appreciate what you said, Laura, in terms of, I can't make this restaurant work without this. So it won't be the same, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. I mean, game over. Like, that's... My life is changing path. I just... I would not... It's... That's how much this means to me. That is... I would consider that a disgrace. And I feel like my... I don't know. I don't know what my grandpa would say. Maybe...
Yeah.
I don't know what he would say, but... I just feel like it is legitimately disgraceful, and it wouldn't be carrying on our family's name.
Right.
And this is just, this is so awesome.
I'm so happy.
I just cannot explain to you the goddamn amount of work this took. and just like literally every, from the sign outside, from like that not working, like, and the city helping us with that because that was too big and too bright and blah, blah, blah. Like, just it made no rule. It fit into no rule. This pit fit into zero rules. Bringing all this old lights and old things, like, that maybe not okay. Like, they've been so supportive and so amazing in helping me carry on my family's name. And it just, seeing it all, it's just, it's overwhelming. It's like an emotional just craziness.
It's good, dude. It's real good.
It's insane. We had waitresses standing there. So, like, my test to make sure this was exactly everything was, and it happened, where I was like, you guys got to, like, grab plates, feel it. And, like, three of the waitresses were like, nope, this is too high. This isn't long enough. Like, this, you know, I've worked here for 25, 30 years.
Did everybody come over, or almost everybody?
I mean, 95%. 95% came. So, either they're in jail or they passed away.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Like, just insanity, right? And they knew, the funny thing is, they all knew where every, you know what I mean? Everything stayed. This is our bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is.
And everything is set in the same fashion.
Yeah, that's literally like just walking into a place that you've already worked in, although it's brand new, and then...
And knowing where everything is
right away. That's funny.
I think that's why the customers keep saying the new, like, people that are just driving down Lowry and come here are like, whoa, how long have you guys been here? We don't know how we never, and we're like, you know, a day.
A day.
Six hours.
Right.
And they're like, what?
Yeah. It literally does feel like that. I mean, just, I was kind of driving down and I was like, I'll wait till I see it. I didn't even map quest it because I, you know, I knew I was coming and I was like, I was just waiting to see if I would just like discover it. And it does seem to fit perfectly all within the landscape, so.
And the outside, they couldn't finish the outside yet, but that's going to be pink.
Oh, it is going to be pink.
Yeah, it's stucco and pink.
Okay.
But it was too cold.
Yeah.
So it's like a little unfinished outside, but I took getting open before.
Yeah.
I mean, getting open is priority one.
Priority one.
Like, totally. Having finished stucco is not.
No. Well, yeah. Come on. No, it's good. It's kind of crazy.
So this jukebox is programmed with all the exact songs that were on our last one, on the, like, every playlist song.
Yeah.
And the cooperation that we have gotten, that's another thing that's just, it's humbling, man.
Yeah.
It is humbling. Because, like, these carpet layers, they're like, I mean, several, half a dozen carpet layers were like, dude, we're not in the business of laying old carpet. Like, we sell carpet and we lay it.
Yeah.
So it's like begging and telling the story and like,
wow, I didn't think about that.
Same with the ceiling. Like, these guys are like, we sell it to install it.
Yeah.
We don't just take stuff and put it up. And like, just,
wow.
So that with everything. I mean, the same with the equipment people, because we were taking this. And it was just cool because eventually you get to people that understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And
well, they're kind of, they want to be in on the game, you know?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the fun stuff.
So we took the same layout of our private dining room, and it's upstairs now because the square footage down here is different.
That is the difference.
I can show it to you if you
want. Yeah, let's see it.
Put in some pink rails. That's new.
That's new.
But all of this, every single stitch, every wallpaper, the cart, it's just, it's a trip. The doors. Every single door.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's crazy.
So these doors, weren't made for walls of this size.
Right, so you had to totally...
So they built, they were like, Anthony, you don't build door frame, like you don't build walls to fit door frames. These windows were...
Part of the old, yeah.
Every light fixture, everything.
So, wow. Wow.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's on, it's eerie.
It's crazy, dude. And you're gonna have a nice little like private dining parties up here, and it'll be great.
Absolutely.
Wow. And well done.
Thank you.
I mean, honestly.
We kept. Well, my dad is the same.
They kept you. How lovely of them.
But look at this. This is our office door.
This is your office door. It's just unbelievable to see all the Instagrams you did of all like the. Everything torn down and then it to be like this is just nuts. It's just nuts.
It has been awesome.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's good, guys.
Like, it has been...
And I think your neighborhood is going to love it. Don't you think so? I think it is.
I feel like one of those crazy artists that, like, literally becomes an inch away from death and then, like, they paint something and die and, like, it's meant for everyone to just, like...
Right, right.
I feel like I could drop dead today.
You're like David Bowie who cuts, like, his last album and then is done.
Right, just peace.
Yeah.
Like, that is how I felt when this came down.
That's good.
I
want to
show you one other goofy thing we did, exactly the same. So, even that... So, these bathrooms... These are the doors.
Oh, yeah.
These are the doors from this men's room is set up.
Yeah. Exactly.
These are like,
I'll take your word for that one.
Thank God. I didn't even think.
Yeah, I know. You probably should have knocked. I know. That's funny. Oh, God. Well, it's good. Dude, congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are going to be here for a long time, I think. Hopefully.
Yes. Going anywhere.
No. And now it's just like a whole new... Yeah, it just feels like you've got all the same... And the menu's the exact same?
Everything
is... Did you add some stuff?
We have an awesome happy hour now, which we didn't do on Nicollet. And we partnered with some of our neighbors now that we go to like food trucks with. So
yeah.
We've partnered with Inbound, we've partnered with Fulton, that's
good.
Right down the street, and Indeed.
Yep. But that's the kind of good evolution,
To
just evolve with the neighborhood and everything else.
And there's some fun things we added to the menu that we came up with that we wanted to add. We did like some Dorito dust pork rinds, we make some hush puppies with a remoulade that's awesome.
Nice.
I mean, and over here we can take, the other like awesome thing is we have these 72-year-old recipe books.
Yeah.
And... The restaurant downtown became a convention spot, and I think I talked to you about that.
Yeah.
So we could have had the best meatloaf on planet Earth, and the 300 dudes rolling in, it wouldn't
have mattered.
Like, it just didn't matter.
Yep.
So we have all of these awesome, like, meatloaf recipe, porchetta.
Yeah.
We're going to bring beef ribs back as a special. It's just fun to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have a whole nother set of, like, almost... like a solid core, don't
right.
you think?
Yeah, and we want to offer them some variety, and we want to show them some of these, like, we have just this awesome book, and it's like what's old is new, and my dad's pointing out to me, he's like, oh, that's really interesting that this particular restaurant is doing this, and he's like, Anthony, I just want to show you something, because these fell out of favor, and I think there's chicken livers on here somewhere.
Oh, my God. Oh my God,
right there.
Yeah.
That's from...
That's totally back in.
Right, and that's from 1946.
Wow.
And he's just like, it's really funny to watch. He's like, it's really funny to see these new hip places doing stuff that we did 73 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really fun to be able to implement that stuff in here.
All right, guys. Well, I love it. I got to come back and eat.
Yes.
When I have the time. But I'm excited. And I'm excited for you guys to really kind of own this neighborhood the way that you want to do it. You know what I mean? In your own way. So well done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.